Common Cause says the fund Jesse Ventura set up last November to help pay for his transition to the governor's office has opened up a new loophole for interests seeking to buy influence with the state. The fund raised $113,000 from private individuals and companies. And Common Cause President David Schultz says those donations turned out to be good investments.
If we look at the money that has been spent during the transition, one sees an interesting pattern between who helped fund the transition, or at least donated to the transition, and individuals who were appointed to several of the key Ventura positions in the administration.
Common Cause took the list of donors and broke it down by category. For example, $14,300 came from manufacturing interests, while $13,500 from insurance, and so on. Schultz says there's no obvious connection between the donations and actions by the Ventura administration, but he says he sees some disturbing patterns.
One can't prove a quid pro quo, but for example, the person who is the Commissioner of Labor and Industry, her and her brother gave contributions both to the transition effort and to the Ventura campaign contribution.
The Commissioner for Labor and Industry, Gretchen Maglich, gave $500 to the transition fund on November 20th. 2 months before Ventura reappointed her to the post she'd held under Governor Carlson. Maglich would not comment on the donation, but a department spokesman says the commissioner's husband made the donation, and the commissioner's name simply appeared next to his on the check. Common Cause draws more tenuous connections between donations and the hiring of three other commissioners. They were not donors, but they worked in industries that collectively gave thousands of dollars to the fund. For instance, Common Cause points to the $23,500 donated by what it defines as medical and insurance interests. And it notes Ventura appointed Allina executive Jan Malcolm to be the new health commissioner. Jan Malcolm rejects the implication that the healthcare industry has bought influence through the transition fund.
The notion that I would know and in any way be influenced by my regulatory duties toward the industry and toward consumer protection based on who gave to a blind fund, it seems like a pretty big leap.
Common Cause says even if there's not evidence of direct influence peddling, the governor's transition fund still creates an appearance of a conflict of interest. Ventura spokesman John Woodley says the appearance of a problem is not a problem at all.
There's a problem when there's some direct connection to influence peddling. And for anyone to suggest that there's a direct connection here, they're just simply wrong.
Woodley says Ventura never saw the list of donors' names, and therefore he was never influenced by it. Furthermore, this week the administration announced it would refund the entire $113,000 after it closed the books on the transition and realized state funds would cover the entire cost. Still, Woodley says he understands why someone might object to the transition fund in principle.
It could be construed as a way to influence the government. So probably the best way to set it up to avoid that is for the money to come from the budget and appropriate it specifically for transition purposes. That would alleviate any concern by any groups or any individuals.
On this, the administration and Common Cause see eye to eye. The group says the state needs to fully fund the cost of transitions and inaugurations to prevent the need for special funds arising in the first place. The legislature is not taking much notice, however. Even DFL Senator John Marty, the most vocal advocate of campaign finance reform, says changing those rules can wait. After all, he says, there won't be another governor-elect for at least 3.5 more years. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.